Very odd. So let us take the first breath, and I'm going to begin with gently. And then we're going to get into the more intensive. Take a deep breath and dive into or feel or allow the blossoming of the Nayu here into a terrorist group in Indonesia. It is very real. I'm not making this up. Feel. Let yourself totally go into them. Now, your mind is probably clicking away here, trying to count how many they are and their location and what they're doing. And just keep breathing. It's all right if the mind is trying to decipher, but the important thing here is to dive into the feelings. This group that's sitting around right now, this terrorist group, feel deep into their consciousness. You're not intruding here because you're not trying to change them. You're not trying to manipulate. Feel their motivations. Your stomach right now, right about here, should have a little bit of pressure. Let yourself dive way deep. Don't hold back anything that's your feeling. Don't double or second guess yourself. Now, here you are, surrounded by all this energy and consciousness and feeling. I know almost all of you are holding back to a degree. Kind of holding on to a type of what you call a safety line, just in case you think I'm pulling a prank on you here. But at least you're allowing some feeling. But some of you now are feeling like you are coated with the feeling, this energy or consciousness. Feeling like it's going to get all over you. Just like you would, getting pollen all over you if you ran through a field in the springtime. You worry that you're going to get this dirty energy, terrorist energy all over you. Take a deep breath. And remember, any time you come back to yourself with the I am that I am. Take a deep breath, I am that I am. As you have allowed yourself to feel at a deep level, fairly deep, and the moment you return to the I am that I am, all of that consciousness and its energy now goes away. You'll have a memory of the feeling, but that consciousness or their energy is no longer inside of you. This is a very important point. You've avoided diving in because you're afraid that you're going to pick up everybody else's vibrations and resonance and consciousness. You've isolated yourself, held back to release, to let go of their energy. It's as simple as saying, I am that I am. You return back to your essence that quickly. Don't make this difficult. That quickly you return back to you. Voice it within yourself now. It's a type of, you could say cleansing, but it's actually returning to your essence. Next example. A very polluted river in New Jersey. It's a real river. It's had many, many years of abuse. Chemicals, tied up gangster bodies, runoffs from farmlands. Wide variety of things have caused this river to get polluted. Now, jump into that river. Allow your Nayu to go to work. dive in. You don't have to make it difficult. Just dive in. Jeez. And feel. Nayu is the consciousness, the feeling, and the sensitivity, awareness. Let it blossom, yes? Even in this dirty, polluted place, let it blossom. And now feel the energy. Get out of your mind. Nayu is a very natural thing, by the way. It's always been part of you. You're just working with it again. Totally feel the energy. Let it totally be absorbed into your consciousness. Let yourself experience the polluted river. Much better. Deep breath. Return to yourself. I am that I am. By the way, you'll never, ever, ever forget I am that I am. You could be diving into the deepest levels and the toughest levels of consciousness. You could be diving straight into the middle of an occult energy, in the middle of some seance or some ceremony they're doing. You can dive totally into that feeling and always return. Don't ever let anyone tell you that you're going to forget that simple phrase, I am that I am. It's always there. Always. You can dive in as deep as you want. Next example, London, drug addict, male, 32 years old, desperate. Dive into him, into his body, into his mind, into his consciousness. He won't know you're there. Trust me. Will not. Dive in. You're doing him no harm. Nayu, your feelings. It's interesting to note many of you went directly for his mind, which really isn't there. Because you're still working with mind energy of your own, so like attracts like. Dive into his consciousness. His emotions. Yes, go into his emotions here. Dive in. Feel it. Don't think it. Interesting, isn't it? Fascinating. We're like in an inner journey right now. We're in his consciousness, in his body, in his reality. Amazing. You see, you can be here. He doesn't know. You're not harming him in any way because there is no agenda. Total compassion here. Let him be a drug addict. Fascinating, isn't it? Feeling our way around. An amazing life story. Amazing desperation. Ah, some of you have seen. You felt his spirit. Although that is very dark in here, you've seen that little pinpoint of light, his light within. Take a deep breath. Come back to I am that I am. Release. See how easy it is? Now, you still may have some sensations of his energy and memories of it, but it doesn't weave into you. You can feel what it was like to be in him, but his energy doesn't bind to you. You can remember what it was like, but it's not you. Ah, amazing. Deep breath. Next example. Poor Kuthumi. Feel into Kuthumi's energy. He's very, very present with us today. He's our sad guest. Wondering why Shambra have deceived him or have left him. Where, oh, where is Shambra? Now feel into all the layers of Kutumi. He let you go right into his consciousness because he knows you can't mess with him. You can't change him. He is that he is. Dive into Kutumi. I have to say this, Nayu is what you would perhaps call the new psychic ability. I never liked the word psychic, but you relate to it, you understand it. I never much cared for psychics at all. But here's the ability to feel and perceive and be aware of things, to dive into them, to be a part of them, and not worry about ever losing who you are. Nayu. Awareness. Take a deep breath. Come back to yourself. I am that I am. Now, some of you worry here that you're going to be out in the consciousness exploration, in Nayu, and that somebody's going to be playing little tricks on you, putting little, how would you call them, little hidden energy devices attached to you, so when you come back to you, that you've got these little bugs, so to speak, from them. This has happened to many of you in the past, but it was in an older time, in a very different consciousness, where you were playing games as well. So it enabled others, those who were dealing with the dark magic energies, to manipulate and play with you. But because you are not playing games anymore with other people, you're not manipulating, you cannot bring back any little viruses, consciousness viruses from anybody else. Take a deep breath. Here's a lovely one. A group of dolphins swimming off the coast in Hawaii, playing are following a boat of approximately 25 humans. They're playing. They love entertaining the humans up to a point. Feel the energies of the dolphins, the school. And a reminder here in this example to separate the difference between the dolphin consciousness and the humans that they're entertaining right now. Easy to get to drift off into both, but allow yourself now, your Nayu, to go into the dolphins. Dive deep. They're welcoming you. Probably noticing an interesting thing here. There is no right or wrong answer. Actually, in consciousness, there's very little, if any, judgment. There's discernment. There's the ability to detect different levels of feeling. Dive very deep in. If you're hearing their laughter, their chattering, very appropriate. They're used to this, by the way. That's how angelic beings first came to Earth. They let their consciousness go deep into the energy of the dolphins, the whales, and other oceanic animals. So they're very used to this. This is easy for them. Okay, wave goodbye to the dolphins. Come back. I am that I am. As pleasurable as that was, remember, always come back to you. I am that I am. Even if it was very joyful, you want to remember to come back to you. I am that I am. Next example, dive very deep into this one. Might be a little bit confusing here, but that's part of the diving in, feeling the confusion. Financial crisis, United States, right now. Dive deep into it. Ah, without fear. It's not going to affect you unless you want it to. Truly, it will not affect you unless you let it. So dive into it. What are those energies about? It is a consciousness right now. See, some of you are worried if you dive into it, you're going to bring it back into your life. Wrong. Old energy. Bad chambra. You don't have to bring it back. Feel it. Financial crisis. America. Go in with your nayu, your feelings. See, don't try to manipulate it. Don't even try to understand it. Just feel it. Pretty messy. But feel all the levels now. Deep breath. Come back. I am that I am. Let that energy go. It's not yours unless you want it to be. Let it go. You see, isn't this amazing? And isn't it simple? Some of you get a little stuck here because you've been to all sorts of mystery schools, even mine in the past. You've taken all sorts of mind classes in this lifetime. Shame on you. You promised me you weren't going to do that. Taken all sorts of these classes that have truly messed with your mind. You forgot how simple it is. You forgot the essence of nayu, the ability to be aware, to dive into anything, to feel into anything. Next example, mother just gave birth. We had to wait for this example, wait for her to finish that. Mother just gave birth in a hospital, Australia. Dive into the mother's feeling. And remember here, the consciousness of the mother and the new baby are very, very close. But just go to the mother's consciousness. You're not interfering with her. It's not going to affect her health. You're just feeling. You're the observer and the feeler. Dive deep in. Don't hold back. There are a wide variety of emotions right now that this your mother has, a wide variety. Some of you are feeling her great joy, her connection with spirit. Her marveling at this thing called life right now. Dive deep in. Some of you are also sensing her concern. You see, any person, any consciousness can have multiple levels at one time. Will she be a good mother? Will she have the money? Will she be a grandmother someday? Will her husband ever get a job? Dive deep in. Take a deep breath. Release. I am that I am. Come back to yourself. So you don't need to drag all of that back into you. It's not yours. Now, you can relate to some of her feelings. You can relate to some of any of the feelings we've had today. By the way, for those just tuning in, so sorry, catch it later. I sent the message out. You didn't get it. Don't try to join in now. We're too far along. Listen to it later. Sorry. Now, I meant, go away, go away. We're too far along. Saint Germain, that's who I am. So you don't have to bring those feelings back with you. Away. Boy, they don't listen, do they? You don't have to bring those feelings back with you. You return back to you, your true feelings. And you should be advanced enough now in your own consciousness to start being able to tell what are your feelings and what is something else. Tobias is going to talk even more in depth about this in aspectology. Your feelings aren't even necessarily who you were when you were 10 years old or 20 years old or past lifetimes. Those actually are not you. They are just an aspect. So, you is you right now in this moment. What you are choosing, and only that is you. Anything else is a game. Anything else is not you. You want to return to the you? Remember who you are? It's as simple as I am that I am. Final example for the day. Feel deeply into it. Feel so deeply into it. Jesus on the cross, 2,000 and some odd years ago, Easter time frame, Good Friday specifically. Feel that energy. Don't hold back. It was real, by the way. What was going on? Dive in. He doesn't care. Let your now you blossom here. No matter how dark or how difficult the consciousness fields that you walk through, allow yourself a now you, the blessing of awareness. You see, sometimes it can actually bring you to tears or depression. That's true feeling. When you can put your consciousness into something else and feel it so deeply that it moves you to tears or laughter. When it's no longer just a thought, no longer just a judgment, but you are participating in it. That is deep. That is Nayu. Take a deep breath. Return back, I am that I am. Return back to here. See, you can still remember, but you don't have to own those feelings. You return back to you, who you choose yourself to be. And by the way, you, who you choose to be, can be anything. You can be the greatest actor, creating the greatest aspect, such as I do. I love acting. I'm not always this pompous. Just usually. I'm acting. I'm playing. I am enjoying. I am that I am. I'm so aware of myself that I can create all of these aspects and never worry about them deceiving me, turning on me, trying to take my soul, because I am that I am, you see. As you learn this miracle of Nayu, learn to embody yourself and your presence into anything, into any consciousness, as simply as choosing it and allowing yourself to go there, whether it happened 2,000 years ago, whether it's on the other side of the world, Allow yourself to dive into anyone, anything else. We're going to start truly, truly understanding the grand artistic nature of humans and of divinity. You're going to understand now how you can create things for yourself very effortlessly, very easily. Have their energy, your choices serve you any way you choose. That, dear Shambha, is a master. Is a master. Your homework, Tobias loves homework, and he asked me to give you some, is to create something this next month. Something that is tangible, something you create out of your imagination, and then bring it into the material world. You can use popsicle sticks to create a little log cabin toy. You can create a song, a painting, anything, but create something from your imagination that is then brought through into this physical reality. Buy some clay. What do they call it here? Even that child stuff, the Play-Doh. Just take some crayons or whatever. Create anything, but something that you create from your imagination and bring it into this material, physical world. Write a poem, do anything, something creative. And then put your full consciousness into it. You're going to be creating it. Yes, it's you creating, but then let yourself go into it. Allow the expression of your Nayu, your energy, your essence, and your consciousness to flow into that creation. Let it flow effortlessly and easily. Create a piece of jewelry. Make it yourself, though. Then go into it. Let your consciousness go in and fully explore it and become part of it. And then watch what happens. Watch what happens. I want to highly encourage each one of you to do this homework. You generally ignore Tobias's homework. He knows it. I'm going to encourage you because we're going to pick up with this. Tobias will pick up with it in our next shoud. In the meantime, continue to work with your Nayu, your consciousness. It can go anywhere and do anything. And you can always bring yourself back to I am in this now moment. And I indeed am Adamus Saint-Germain. And so it was.